On SUNY Distinguished Professor Week, do positives come out of disasters? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Bruneau, SUNY Distinguished Professor in the Department of Civil, Structural, and Environmental Engineering at the University of Buffalo, examines this question.
When looking at the existential threats ahead of us, one may ask, are we doomed? Without any hesitation, I can say with unwavering confidence that the answer is definitely, it depends. This is because the story of our relationship with past and current disasters can provide insights on our future as a civilization, on how, as a society, we will tackle both upcoming disasters as well as existential threats. Let me explain. My research focuses on developing resilient structures that can better survive extreme events. Among many things, part of this rigorous engineering endeavor involves building expensive large-scale structures and subjecting them to earthquake shaking, explosions, and other extreme forces up to failure and collapse. In other words, for more than three decades, I have legally destroyed structures to demonstrate how to create a more resilient infrastructure. But implementing more disaster-resilient structures across the country is easier said than done. This is because it requires engineers, architects, social scientists, public policy experts, political scientists, and even the public, all with clashing priorities, to agree on a common objective when a consensus often does not even exist within a single one of these groups. Fortunately, disasters are excellent teachers, and there lies the blessings of disaster. When disasters strike, good solutions that have been developed through research and were ready to implement find their way into practice and become broadly accepted. Clearly, if we aspire to a resilient society, then everybody should be aware of the story of our relationship with disasters, because it is full of important lessons that may foretell our future. Everybody should be aware of the blessings of disaster.
That was Michelle Bruneau of the University of Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.